I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Supreme Court is looking at two specific aspects of the death penalty with two cases before it. The first issue is whether an inmate with dementia should be executed if he has no memory of the crime he committed years ago. The second is whether a death row inmate who suffers a specific health problem can be executed in a less painful way because of that condition. The executive director of Catholic Mobilizing Network, a group that advocates against the death penalty, stated the two cases, quote, put the unworkability and inhumanity of capital punishment on full display. Hurricane Michael has caused the deaths of at least two people and an untold amount in damages. Michael, the most powerful hurricane to hit the continental U.S. in over 50 years, has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but is still causing flash flooding in North Carolina and Virginia, hitting areas that have still not yet recovered from Hurricane Florence. In Florida, Mexico Beach was one of the hardest hit areas, in which entire blocks of homes were decimated. Rescue crews found 20 survivors in the area overnight and are continuing to search for more. Facebook has removed over 800 accounts and pages from its online platform for pushing political content for profit and content that violated its spam policies. Facebook stated it was not removing them for the specific content posted, but for the way in which they posted it, sending other groups the exact same pieces of content, unauthorized coordination, and using fake profiles. The social media company said the accounts and pages used spam tactics in order to get users to click on links that took them to websites where they'd be targeted with ads. Facebook added that those purged represented a number of political views and that none of the accounts appeared to be tied to Russia. A bishop speaking for the Belgium's Bishops' Conference told the Synod of Bishops that he believes some young married men would become priests if they were asked. Auxiliary Bishop Jean Cocroles stated that he was, quote, convinced that some young people would do so, quote, out of their baptismal vocation. He added that the baptismal vocation is the, quote, source and summit of all other vocations, and that as people answer each call, it gets them ready for other important choices they will need to make throughout their life. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.